بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Chapter of the sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to clothing. Before continuing with what Imam Ghazali rahimullah has written, it's important to understand that in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, clothing in the houses was very scarce, for which reason when a Sahabi radiallahu anhu asked that when performing salah, is it conditional that a person must perform salah in a minimum of two cloths, meaning one cloth that will come from the top and then one which will be used to cover the bottom part of the body. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked him the question that does every house around us have two cloths? As we will read, you will see there was so much of poverty and so much of simplicity that there were times that there was only one cloth. With that one cloth, a person would have to cover how much of his body he could cover. If the cloth was quite big, long, then like how we tie a lungi from the waist, they would tie the lungi from quite up, from about the chest, between the shoulders, and they would let it fall right over the knees. The sitar was covered, and how much more it could reach one cloth. Sometimes there will be mentioned in narrations of one cloth being used, where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was using that cloth, and part of that cloth was being used also as a bedding for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So one long cloth, but that one long cloth, whatever work could be done, was being done. Imam Ghazali rahimullah does start the chapter by saying that no special importance or formality were given regarding clothing by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever clothing he received, whether it was a lungi, a chadar, we call it a shawl, a kurta, a jubba, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wear it. Most of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's clothing was white. He used to say, make your living people wear such clothing, meaning white clothing, and place your dead ones in white clothing. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's clothing, whether it would be his kurta, his chadar, it would always remain above the ankles. His lungi would be found to be even higher than that, reaching sometimes up to half the calf. The buttons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qamis, kurta, were generally closed. Sometimes in and out of salah they would remain unbuttoned. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would only wear one big chadar, under which there would be no other clothing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had one folded chadar, a shawl, which he used to say when wearing it, he would say, I am not but a slave of Almighty Allah. Thus I wear such clothing which a slave wears. It was on the day of Jummah, or for the Jummah Salah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept two special pieces of clothing. This was only worn at the time of the Jummah Salah. After the Salah, it was folded and kept away. This was in honor for the Salat of the Jummah. Sometimes Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use a lungi, the knots of which used to be tied between the shoulders, meaning from quite high of the body, it would be used to cover how much it could cover of the body. At times Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam even performed the janazah salah in this clothing. At times in his house he would wear this one lungi, and with it he would perform his salah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had one chadar, which was black. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was clothing was, no matter how beautiful, how wonderful, how much in need he was of the clothing, his habit of giving. So regarding the black chadar, Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha asked, what happened to the chadar? It used to look so beautiful upon your most beautiful white color. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calmly replied, I gave it to someone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was when clothing would come, he would take, he would appreciate, he would use. And it was not difficult for him that if anyone made a request or even without a request, to hand it over to somebody else. Regarding the topi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wear a topi under the amama. Sometimes he would wear the topi without the amama. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu states that the topi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was white. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had three topis. One was made of white cotton. One was made from a Yemeni shawl. One had a covering for the ears. At times, when there was no sutra available, nothing to place in front, and there was a fear of people walking, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would utilize this very topi for the purpose of his sutra. With regards to the amama, turban, at times Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have any imama. At that time, he would tie an isaba, and isaba means a small piece of cloth, like how we have a bandage. He would tie this on his blessed head and forehead. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed practice was that whenever he wore clothing, he would commence from the right side. He would recite this dua, Alhamdulillahilladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi. One narration is fi hayati, one narration is fi nasi. All praise is for Almighty Allah, who has clothed me with that, with which I can conceal my shameful parts, and I can beautify myself amongst the people. Alhamdulillahilladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi, either fi nasi or fi hayati. When removing clothing, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would commence from the left side. Whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would receive new clothing, then he would give the old to the poor. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding this, that Muslim who gives his old clothing to a poor person to wear, and his purpose is nothing but the pleasure of Almighty Allah, he will remain in the protection and guarantee of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah will grant him better clothing during his life and after death also. May Almighty Allah bless us with simplicity in our lives. Whoever will study the chapter of the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will understand such huge levels of simplicity. There was poverty in their lives. But when a gift is given of beautiful clothing, it is a person whose habit is the heights of simplicity, the heights of generosity, that even that most beautiful shawl, most beautiful cloth, at a time when there was the greatest of need. But sadaqah was so important in their lives. To give it, and by giving it to thereby enter into the protection, the guarantee, the promise of Almighty Allah, to get something even better. Before the coming of the month of Ramadan, every individual should think about this. Open up our cupboards. Look at that which we haven't used for very long, which most likely we may never use. Maybe our janaza will leave the house. That's the only time it will be distributed. And there are many people around us who will use that cloth we give them, that jersey we give them, that shawl we give them. Perhaps they may use it every day of their life because they have nothing else. Perhaps we won't use it because the zip is not working. They will not bother of the zip. May Allah Tabarakallah bless us all with tawfiq to move up the ladder of simplicity. The simpler we become in our lifestyles, in the way we behave, in our gatherings, the closer we get to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the closer one gets to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, the more he beloved he becomes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more beloved one becomes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the closer and more beloved he comes to Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah bless us all with these great gifts. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.